Daily Brief, July 17, 2026. Top of mind. The AI trade is breaking. NASDAQ futures are down 1.9% this morning. The Philly Semi Index is on the cusp of a bear market, down 19% from peak, and investors are questioning whether the hundreds of billions in AI capex thesis can hold. The proximate trigger is Moonshot AI's Kimi K3 model. China has produced a frontier model that rivals GPT-5.5 and Claude Opus 4.8, reviving DeepSeek-style, why spend so much? Fears. But the deeper issue is something Soc Gen's Kabra flagged. Hyperscalers will not turn free cash flow positive until at least 2H 2027. Add that to IBM's 25% AI profit warning route, Netflix's 10% drop on slowing growth, and insider selling at a near-record 77.6B in 1H, and you have a positioning unwind, not just a profit-taking wobble. The rotation is real. S&P 500 equal weight closed at an all-time high Thursday, while the cap-weighted index struggled. Barclays' long-short quality basket gained 1.9% on Thursday alone. Consumer staples, transports, and healthcare are drawing flows. If you are short semis or long equal weight versus NASDAQ, hold tight. If you are long Intel or AMD, the CPU shot retrofit trade is suddenly being tested. Catalyst Radar. Mega cap tech earnings next week. Google, Microsoft, Meta, Amazon. The single most important catalyst for the AI capex narrative. Fed meeting July 29-30. Swaps price just 10% odds of a hike, but one hike is now priced by year end. OPEC Plus meeting and Iran ceasefire negotiations. Trump threatened to hit Iran's Bridges Jock power plants next week. Analyst opinion columns. WSJ heard on the street. Gas prices. Jinju Lee argues crack spreads, gasoline versus crude, are at four-year highs because China cut crude imports by 150%, but also slashed refined product exports. Russia lost 25% of refining capacity to drones, and Middle East refineries are damaged. The conclusion: gasoline stays elevated even if oil falls. A net negative for consumer discretionary, AMZN, HD, and a positive for refiners, VLO, MPC. WSJ heard on the street. Banks. TELUS Demos adopts a cautious tone on big banks despite record trading revenues, 180B run rate. NEMs remain thin, geopolitical risk is unhedgeable, and cartoonishly good ROEs, JPM 24%, GS 24%, are likely peak cycle. The JPM Barnum quote, "The market is clearly extremely risk-on, and we're kind of takers of that," sounds like a top-tick signal. Bloomberg opinion, IBM. The 25% IBM plunge is framed as a hammer slamming down on tech's AI outsiders. Salesforce, CRM, and ServiceNow, now, have lost 33% this year as CIOs redirect budgets from enterprise software to AI infrastructure and security. The key question for next week's earnings: will software cloud sales miss? WSJ heard on the street. Corporate bonds. Long-duration IG bonds yield a just 6%, but only offer a 0.5 PPT spread pickup versus 1 to 3YR bonds, near a post-GFC low. Institutional demand from yield-starved pension funds is compressing term premiums. For bond traders, this is a crowded trade that could unwind if AI bond supply accelerates or fiscal deficits widen. Markets: NASDAQ futures 1.9%, S&P 0.9%, DJIA 0.6%. Semis pre-market: SanDisk 13%, Western Digital 9%, Marvel 8.7%, NVDA 2.7%, AMD 3.5%, Intel 3.9%, European semis: ASML 4.1%, ASMI 5.1%, Infineon 5%, STM 6.4%, Asia, Taiwan 6.5%, Japan Nikkei 4%, tech correction, TSMC 7.3%, oil continuing higher. Brent was 1.7% to 85.72, WTI 0.2% to 80.63, both up 11% for the week. Iran hit a Kuwaiti power Josh desalination plant and claimed strikes on Syria, Bahrain, Jordan, Qatar. Brent time spreads heavily backwardated. Crude runs are flowing, but at reduced volume through Hormuz. Gold plus 0.5% to $4,000, but still down 3% for the week as the war raises Fed hike fears. Fed's Jefferson said policy is well positioned, but should hike if inflation doesn't cool. Dallas Fed's Logan called for higher rates. Treasuries bid despite oil. 10-year yield down 3 BP to 4.52%. The bond market is treating the war as a growth shock, not an inflation shock, at least for now. UBS AM's Zhao plans to short treasuries below 4.3%, prefers bonds. Copper, 1.5% to 13,418, tracking the AI sell-off. Copper's correlation with AI names has tightened as data center, Chai power infrastructure demand gets questioned. Quality factor outperforming. Barclays quality basket plummeted 9% Thursday. The 90-day correlation between quality and momentum is 0.63, near a record negative reading. This is a rotation, not a crash. Economy, CNBC All America survey, 61% pessimistic about the economy, highest since DESC 2023. 47% cutting back on essentials, up 6 peats from April. Trump's net approval at 40%, worst of his career, economic handling at 22. Yet retail sales data shows steady growth. The split is driven by lower income households, 60% cutting essentials, versus higher income, 35%. Housing affordability fell for the fifth straight month, NAR index. Income needed to qualify for median home, $446,400 at 6.57% rate, 109,152. Prices up only 1.8% YOY, but rates have not come down enough. Business finance, Netflix, NFLX, 11% pre-market. Q2 Rev, $12.56B slightly missed, $12.09B est. Q3 guidance of 12% growth underwhelming after price hikes. Company shifting, what we watched reports to annual. This reduces transparency just as engagement scrutiny rises. Live events are 5% of content spend, but 1% of viewing hours. Ad revenue on track to double to 3B. IBM, 25%, worst day ever on record. The AI profit warning. Enterprise customers are redirecting IT budgets away from traditional software services toward AI infrastructure, servers, memory, storage. This is the template for what Salesforce, ServiceNow, Workday et al. May show next week. Bank earnings, truly extraordinary. JPM Q2 annualized ROE 24%, GS 24%. The Big Five on track for 180B in 2026 trading revenue. Equities trading plus 71% YOY. But NEMs are thin, and Jamie Dimon said, it's getting close to as good as it gets. Goldman and Morgan Stanley hit all-time highs this week. Travelers reported net income plus 46%, underwriting profits at 25-year highs. World geopolitics, sixth consecutive night of US-Iran strikes. Iran claims it hit US assets in Syria, Bahrain, and Kuwait's desalination plant. Trump in primetime, we are winning big, and threatened Bridges power plants next week. The interim Hormuz truce is effectively dead. Iran asked Houthis to prepare to close Bab el-Mandeb if US bombs power infrastructure. The strait is not fully shut, but traffic is severely reduced. ConocoPhillips buying 42% of BP's Kirkuk oil field unit. US push to boost Iraqi exports outside Hormuz, but analysts note pipelines to the Red Sea are just as vulnerable to Iranian asymmetric attacks. They already hit a Saudi pumping station in April. China's Xi at World AI Conference pitched China as AI partner to developing world, announced 5,000 training slots. 29 countries signed Waco Agreement in Shanghai. Xi warned against overstretching national security, directed at US export controls. Technology, AI. Moonshot AI's Kimi K3 is a paradigm testing event. 2.8 trillion parameters, beats Claude Opus 4.8 and GPT 5.5 on coding and agent benchmarks, 40% cheaper than Anthropic's Opus 4.8. This is coming from a company that only raised $2 billion, versus OpenAI Anthropic's tens of billions. The parallels to DeepSeek, Jan 2025, are exact. If enterprises can use cheaper Chinese models, the capex requirements for US hyperscalers drop, which is temporarily bearish for chips, but structurally bullish for margins. Apple, AAPL, upgraded to buy at HSBC, target $360 from $260. HSBC's thesis, Apple is the only Magnificent Seven name not in the capex arms race. With 2.5B installed devices, plus agentic Siri, plus foldable iPhone in September, Apple is now the best positioned AI consumer monetization play, without the capex risk. This is the anti-NVIDIA trade, IBM's warning as the canary for enterprise software. The hammer thesis from Bloomberg, CIOs are pausing non-AI software purchases to fund AI infrastructure. This means Workday, Salesforce, ServiceNow, SAP all face risk, and their earnings, jot guidance next week, matter enormously. SpaceX Starship V3 launch aborted, engine ignition failure. Down 3.5% pre-market. This is the first test flight since the record 85.7B June IPO,